Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You know who is a delight? It's Dr. Copen, Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. How you doing, Dr. Copen?
I'm great, Anna. Gearing up for Halloween, like everybody else is, looking forward. Mm-hmm. We've decided we're definitely going Paw Patrol with the grandchildren.
Excellent choice. As a doctor, do you feel the need to give out healthy candy on Halloween at your house?
No, the sugary, the better. Let the kids yes. enjoy the best candy on Halloween. This isn't the time to be 100% virtuous with what we're consuming. It's Halloween.
Yeah, I like that. I like that attitude. I really do. It's such a great holiday, and this year it looks like it's going to be pretty normal. You mentioned before we had some listeners who were asking, what do you think about Halloween, Dr. Copen? And can you just repeat what it is you said?
Let the kids be kids. Let them wear their costumes. If they're wearing a costume mask, that's great. As long as they're outside, they're safe without wearing their masks. Just walk around, have fun, and enjoy Halloween this year.
Yeah, it will be fun. It's one of my favorite holidays. Last year, of course, it was very weird. And then the year before, we had the snow. We still went out in it, but it was much, it just felt, it didn't feel like a full Halloween. A lot of people even didn't participate, I remember, because it snowed and people just didn't want to go out in it. So they went indoors. But this one will be really cool. Hey, I'm looking right now at the Chicago COVID-19 numbers, and it's still trending downward, really. And it's 1.6% positivity rate, 294 cases, slightly up like 2%. It just looks overall good. Not seeing a surge. I don't know about the state. I haven't seen the latest numbers there, Dr. Copen. How would you characterize what we're seeing right now?
Yeah, throughout the state, things are looking good. Even the former hotspots are looking better. So that's a very good thing. The positivity rate and the testing, seeing it track down, it's going down slowly, but it's definitely going down. We continue to see a decrease in the number of new diagnoses of COVID. That's all wonderful. Mm-hmm. We got to be careful. Let's not celebrate, right? We've been down this path before, right, where we thought we were out of it. Hopefully, with the number of people who are vaccinated, the number of people who have been boosted, I think next week we're going to start to vaccinate kids. That will help. But, you know, we still have to be prudent with the way that we behave, particularly when we're inside with large groups. That's why I still think the masking when we're with large groups inside is important. Let's not be premature. We don't want to get ourselves in trouble again. You know, and I suspect that's what we're going to be hearing from Dr. Awadi and the other public health people. And I think appropriately, as the weather is getting colder, we're going to be inside. If we're inside with lots of people, and particularly lots of people we don't know, we're not sure what their vaccine status is, it's important that we still be careful.
Yeah, I hear you. I wonder, the vaccine rollout, I heard you say, as early as next week, they're going to start rolling out the vaccines for kids. A couple of questions about that. Is the dose for kids, it's lower than adults, I think you've told us before, and we already are hearing from people saying, does weight matter? How much your child weighs?
Yeah, it seems like weight should matter, right? There's a big difference between being 5 and 11 when it comes to weights, and that's the group of kids that we're talking about right now. But it turns out age is more important than weight. The way that a younger person's immune system reacts to a vaccine, and we know this from all the other vaccines that we give to kids, the key thing is their age. So the lower dose, and right now they're deliberating on Pfizer's pediatric dose. That dose is designed for kids. It is very, very effective. We know that from the trial that they just published. And we don't have to worry about varying the dose, whether the kid is 5 or 11, and what their weight is. So that's a good thing for our parents to understand.
Mm-hmm. It is important. And it's like one of the questions I'm sure that will come up in pediatricians' offices now, as people are getting ready to just ask questions specific to kids. What are you hearing the most? as parents ask about their children and this whole idea of the vaccine, and they want to be comfortable with it.
Right. So does my kid really need to be vaccinated? And it's a great question. I want every parent to be asking that. You know, we know that kids, although they can be infected with the COVID virus, for the most part, have not gotten very sick. Now, there are kids we know that have been sick, who've required hospitalization, and there's a group, thank God, a small group, but still a group that died from complications of their COVID infection. We don't want that to happen to any kid, but we know also that the vaccine is safe, and that's really the bottom line, I think, for parents. They want to know that the vaccine is safe. We know the vaccine is safe in kids over the age of 11, so 12 and above. We now have many months of experience with that population. And we know now in the billions, not millions, but billions of people who've been vaccinated around the world, they are adults, but still billions, that these vaccines are safe. Mm-hmm. And parents have to understand that their vaccines are safe. Once they can accept that, then the decision is, do I want my child to get this? Mm-hmm. And I hope most parents will decide, yes, I want my child to get this. I don't want my child to get infected. I want my kid to be around with other vaccinated kids. And, you know, Anna, the other thing is, who wants their kid to be the one that gives COVID to grandma? I worry about that a lot. Mm-hmm. We want our families to be able to be together. And having the children over the age of 5 vaccinated will go a long way to protect those more vulnerable members of our society, particularly our own family members.
Mm-hmm. It's an important point. Do you think that vaccinated kids, and once the vaccine gets out there and most kids have that, will they still need to mask up in schools? Would that still be recommended, do you think, Dr. Copen?
Yeah, I think there'll be some schools that will still require it. They're going to be really careful. I think there's other schools that will say if you're vaccinated, you do not need to be. And I think over the next couple of months, as I assume will happen, we'll see more and more kids in this age group, the 5 to 11s, being vaccinated. We're going to see the policies about masking and rules around extracurricular activities, sports, all the things we want our kids to do. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see those rules start to be modified, and that will be good for everybody.
Let's go to the phones here. Jean's got a question for you regarding vaccines. Go ahead, Jean. You're on WGN.
Yeah, hi. Doctor, I was wondering, and I don't know if you've already had this question before, but our son is expecting their baby right around Thanksgiving. And we have a daughter who and her husband who both have had COVID already, and they do not want to get the vaccine. And our son obviously is very worried about that. And he's pretty much put his foot down, which I don't blame him, about them not being able to visit their infant when she is born. And I just don't know. I don't want them to be in a terrible fight the rest of their lives. But I wish I had some studies or something to tell her she should get vaccinated. Hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, Gene, this comes up a lot. And the last one we want to see is family strife, right, over this kind of question. I happen to agree with your son. You don't want your newborn baby or the recently having given birth mother, his wife, be exposed to the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus. And although people who have recovered from natural COVID infection absolutely have some natural immunity, we know that the natural immunity is not as good, is not as robust as having been vaccinated. So I would recommend that the unvaccinated members of the family get themselves vaccinated, and I would hope the motivation would be to be able to see the newest member of the family, knowing that we're being as safe as we can be when we're with baby and we're with the new mom. I think that should be motivation for the other members of the family, and they should get vaccinated now. There's still enough time, because remember, the full the full impact of the vaccine to give the immunity does not occur until 2 weeks after the second injection. So if they were to get the first vaccine right away, and let's say it's Pfizer, 3 weeks from now they would get the second, they'd be good to go come Thanksgiving and the wonderful moment of the birth of the newest member of the family.
Yeah.
So, Gene, first of all, congratulations on, on the grandchild coming. Do you have other grandchildren?
Thank you. Yes, this will be number 7.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I have 5. It's the best thing, right?
It really is, and I just don't want any strife happening because of this. Can I ask one more question?
Quickly, Gene. Yeah, no, go ahead.
One vaccine. Okay, real quick. Do you think one vaccine would suffice if we could even get them to do that?
Yeah, if they want to do one, I think if they were to, if they got one with the, they've already had the natural infection, one will be good. That's a lot better than having them not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Good luck,
thank
Gene.
Thank you so much for your help.
With the convincing and with the grandchild as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Dr. Copin, we had to leave it there, but I hope you have a safe Halloween, and I hope everyone does, too.
And Anna, enjoy Halloween. I know you'll have a wonderful time, and I look forward to hearing about it.
I will tell you about it next week, Dr. Copin. Thank you, and have a good weekend yourself.
Bye-bye.
It's 1:45. Dr. Jeffrey Copin there, Chief Medical Officer, Lake Forest, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.